producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host this hour. We're going to be talking to Joe Biggs and our reporters in Chicago. They're at the reported site of a black interrogation site. A dark interrogation site where there are charges that people have been held without being charged with a crime, just like the NDAA. Charges that they have been tortured, that they have, some of them alleged, even have died there. So we're going to be talking to Joe Biggs. There was a protest there yesterday. I want to talk to him about that, as well as the way that it's being covered in the local press in Chicago, because it looks like they are pushing back on this and covering somewhat for the police department there. Of course, we know that Obama and Rahm Emanuel knew that this was going on. This has been going on for quite some time. It's tied back to the war on drugs, and of course, it is also tied to Gitmo. That's how The Guardian found this site. They were actually investigating Gitmo torture. I want to go to that, but I want to finish up with what I was talking about with these black box recorders that are put in your cars. This is something that they've been gradually adding for the last 20 years. It goes back to 1994, the first cars, first a few American car manufacturers and a couple of models started putting these devices in. Gradually, they started adding additional models. Other manufacturers came in and started adding it gradually. But as of September of last year, 2014, all new cars and light trucks and vans and SUVs sold in the U.S. will be equipped with one of these data recorders. And, of course, they can store everything that you're doing. Approximately 5 seconds before an accident, they will go back and back this up. It's going to record your vehicle speed, your throttle position, your brake application, your engine speed, and your velocity change through the collision. But of course, there's other aspects of this that they'll be able to do as well. They might have sensors alongside the road that if your exhaust is above a certain level, maybe they will shut you down and make you limp back home. That's also built into these devices. There's a lot of different ways they can use this. They're going to use it to charge us by the mile, as well as the taxes that they put into our gasoline. And they are going to use it to drive you from behind the steering wheel to make sure that computer-driven, government-controlled cars are going to be the norm. They will turn driving your car into a hobby at the track. You'll not be able to use it for transportation. And that's something that should concern all of us, because this goes beyond just total surveillance and taxation. This impinges upon our very ability to move about in a country. Now, along that line, there was an article up on Friday on Infowars.com, why your smartphone records everything you say to it. Guess what? We know that it's recording us, but did you know that according to the terms of service, Google, Apple, Microsoft, all these companies, not just Samsung, they're recording your voice commands and saving them, for up to 2 years. And as we pointed out in this article, often these recordings are not encrypted, so they're potentially vulnerable to hackers, and the recordings will capture personal conversations as well as legitimate commands. So if you use your phone to speak into it for voice recognition, it's going to grab that. It may be listening to you all the time, just like your Samsung device is, and recording that for the manufacturers to go through, not just for the NSA. Of course, we should all be concerned about that. Now, before we go to Joe in Chicago, I want to give you a little idea of how The Guardian tracked this down to this black site. One of the first reports that they had, going back to the 18th of February, said that they were looking at Gitmo torturing, and they found a longtime detective from Chicago. They found that his tactics had been exported from Chicago to Guantanamo. So you see, Guantanamo torture has its roots in Obama's Chicago. The guy's name is Richard Zulli. He's a detective on Chicago's north side. He worked from 1977 to 2007, 30 years. His record, they say, suggests a continuum between police abuse in urban America and the wartime detention scandals at Gitmo, because he was brought there as a U.S. Navy Reserve lieutenant. And we're running up to the time break. We're going to continue with this as we come back. I'll lead into this, and we're going to go to Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, retired in Chicago at this site. We're going to talk to him about what he's seeing there. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You since before the month of February is all about Valentine's Day. Big heart-shaped boxes filled with delicious candy. What if we the Patriots hijacked Valentine's Day and instead made it about human liberty and individual empowerment? I'm all about human potential. I'm all about the individual being empowered. The establishment is the opposite. That's why they spike our water with fluoride, GMO, estrogen mimickers, and the rest of the garbage. InfoWars is striking back in the month of February with Human Empowerment Month. How we can come together and win the human race. And to celebrate the kickoff of Human Empowerment Month, we're slashing prices on InfoWarsLife.com products like Super Male and Super Female Vitality. The sale is only running for the month, 20% off, and there's a lot of other powerful specials at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsLife.com, celebrating human potential in the month of February. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to find this special and many others in the month of February. Again, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
KLON, Los Angeles, Clone Radio. We play the songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else. Clone.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. We're going to be going to our reporters in Chicago at what has been reported by The Guardian as being a, and they've talked to several witnesses who have given this information, as well as several lawyers, saying people are being held there without being charged, without being arraigned. They're being held there for a very long time, some of them tortured. There's allegations that people have died from this site. And so we're going to talk to our reporters what they saw yesterday at the demonstration and what they see today. As I was pointing out in the last segment, this has a connection to Gitmo. It was actually in the investigation of Gitmo that The Guardian found this site. Specifically, they were looking at a Chicago detective, Richard Zulli, who had worked for 30 years in Chicago as a detective and then was a U.S. Navy reservist, a lieutenant. And he went to Gitmo, and they say that what he did there has severely damaged the reputation of the United States. That's putting it mildly. It has severely damaged the rule of law in this country, and it has gone far beyond just our reputation. Now, they point out that this man is currently under investigation for two wrongful convictions. And one of these wrongful convictions, it was a 2013 decision by the state's attorney, Anita Alvarez. She freed an innocent man, they say, that Zulli's faulty police work sent to prison for 23 years. Lothariel Boyd was convicted in 1990 of murder. He accuses Zulli in a federal civil rights lawsuit of planting evidence and withholding crucial details. Now, this guy went on to work at Gitmo as a Navy reservist, and what he did there was participate in one of the most highly profiled torture cases against a man named Slahi. Inmates said that they confessed untruthfully in order to try and stop the treatments by this fellow Zulli. And Mark Fallon, the former deputy commander of Gitmo's now shuttered investigative task force, this is what The Guardian says, said that what he did was illegal, it was immoral, it was ineffective, and it was unconstitutional. Nevertheless, this is what's been going on in Chicago for some time. And of course, Obama and Rahm Emanuel knew about it. This was something that has been going on in the Chicago Police Department. Nothing was done about it. Right now, let's go to our reporters in the area. Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs retired and Josh Owens is working as cameraman. Let's go to Joe Biggs. Joe?
Joe Biggs here with InfoWars.com. We are actually in downtown Chicago, out near the pier. We kind of wanted to show you what global warming has done as well. The frozen lake, or actually that's just an illusion. It's not really there. It's a nice, sunny, warm day out here at the lake. People are laying out and enjoying the sun.
Now, you guys did a very good video that's up on InfoWars, kind of summarizing what happened at the demonstrations yesterday and people's comments about that. Joe, I want to play a little bit about a little bit of that report, just the area where people are commenting at the demonstration. Guys, can you roll that tape? And then I want to get with you, Joe, and talk about that.
Okay.
When you're torturing somebody, it affects them for the rest of their life. When you're torturing an innocent person, that's worse, or trying to force somebody to give information, he's going to lie. He's not going to give you the facts because he just wants to stop being hurt. And to hide a facility like this, and what they're doing is they're hiding it in rural, down neighborhoods where nobody would think of looking for it.
The worst thing was it had to be someone from the Guardian. Where the blank was our media.
Yeah.
I mean, that's... frankly, tend to get my news from the internet now. I mean, I don't trust the media anymore.
I was livid. I was absolutely livid when I heard all this. The anger, it just kind of swells, and it just let you know you got to be able to do something. And coming out here today and raising awareness to this, what is actually happening is I guess, the route to go right now.
I always quote this phrase from Carlin, George Carlin. You know, there's a club, and you ain't in it.
And there's a high school right next door to this place. I mean, and to have torture going on next to where we're educating the next generation of gatekeepers is sad.
This is their community just as it is ours. And I hope, you know, that they keep that in mind and really take a hard look at some of these policies that are coming down from the federal government and being instituted here at the state level, local level. And because, you know, at the end of the day, they're the last line of defense between us and this sort of tyranny that we're seeing here.
All right, that's just a short excerpt from this report that you'll find up on InfoWars.com, an excellent report that you and Josh Owens put together. I would suggest people take a look at all that. But, Joe, one of the things that really stuck out to me about that, and, of course, there was a lot of very amazing things that were said later on in that report about how they treat people. But that lady said, where is our press? Where's our media? We had to get somebody from the UK to come over here and report on this. And she said, I don't trust them anymore. I get my news from the internet. Let me read you, Joe, and get some of your reactions to the headlines that we're seeing there. Of course, we've got a radio station there, WBEZ 91.5, saying in the past few years, reporters and other journalists have been to the facility for tours and interviews as well as press conferences. And it's essentially show and tell, where the police will show a huge amount of drugs they've seized in various cases. You have a lot of media there and television cameras. But then the Guardian reporter says, look, it wasn't a mischaracterization. That's the headline of the article saying that the calling it a black site was a mischaracterization. He says, you can find certain black sites like this in Romania and Poland that are out in the open. It's not the visibility of a facility. It's what goes on in the facility that makes it secret. That's exactly true, Joe. I mean, how absurd is that, that the press would say, well, I didn't see anything when I was there, so of course it didn't happen. We just had a case in New York. A guy who had a factory that made maraschino cherries, and he had a massive pot operation going in the same factory. And of course, the power usage and the fact that the cherries were there with a very pungent smell covered up any detection of the pot operation. Nobody knew about it but him and a couple of other guys. And that's exactly what's going on at this black site.
Well, exactly. That's when I spoke with the defense attorney, Anthony Hill, the one who basically, you know, brought the sword to the garden. The confirmation about what's really going on in there. That's one of the things he told me. He said, I was telling people about this, and they would all kind of joke and be like, are you serious? Like, yesterday, we just had a conference over there, a press conference. I didn't see anyone getting tortured. And he goes, yeah, but there's still four more floors above your head. It's a five-story building. You know, we had these reports of people in there that are being held. They can hear other people screaming in there as well. So it's amazing that there's this huge blackout in the media, you know, people are joking about it. They're saying that, yeah, that it's being mischaracterized. You know, even the cops that were out there were just coming up and going, oh, this is a black site, huh? Guantanamo, yeah. okay, that's funny. And they would just walk off and laugh and go back into the building. So,
I think it's pretty amazing. We've got the way MSNBC covered it, Joe, as they said, the Chicago Police Department speaks on the Homan Square facility. They put the press release from the Chicago Police Department in here without any comments whatsoever. Just pure propaganda without any questioning. I guess, of course, if you were to question what the Chicago police said, then we would be conspiracy theorists, because the way the MSNBC works is to never question what the government says. Listen to what they said in this. They said Chicago police abide by all laws, rules, and guidelines, and the allegation of physical violence as a part of interviews and suspects is unequivocally false, offensive, not supported by any facts whatsoever. MSNBC doesn't have any reports about the people who have come forward, about the lawyers who have come forward, who have said that exactly the same thing happened to them that happened to you guys on Friday. When you walk up, they won't talk to anybody. They won't acknowledge anything. They just send you away. And yet he had that happen for several times. He called somebody that he knew inside the police department, and within a couple of minutes, they came out and they let him in. And, of course, his client was still in there. And that's somebody that had the money to get a lawyer. And that's the problem. They're doing this in a poor area. Stay with us. We're going to be right back with Joe Biggs in Chicago.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire, this winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com, or call 888-253-3139.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver, because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're talking to our reporters in Chicago. One of the things that allows us to send them there, of course, is your support, buying the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. This last month, in the month of February, we had a special for Super Male and Super Female Vitality, 20% off of both of those. We are now officially sold out of the Super Male Vitality. We still have a limited quantity of Super Female Vitality. We will continue to make that available for 20% off. That's at the InfoWarsStore.com. And, of course, the majority of what's in there is there's a lot of commonality between those two. There's some things that are different for the super female and super male, but it's nothing that's estrogenic, nothing that you have to worry about feminizing you like you would have to worry about with BPA plastic, for example, which is in most of the cans and bottles that you get everywhere else. So if you are out of your super male, you can also use super female vitality without worrying about it. Let's go back to our reporters in Chicago. We've got Joe Biggs. We're just talking to him. He's freezing in the cold there, and this is the last segment that Joe's going to be with us. So, Joe, give us an overview, real quick summary of what's happened this last weekend and what you're looking forward to the next couple of days.
Well, one of the interesting things that we were talking about earlier about with the media blackout, that what people like Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, what they do is they hear about this, and then they call the Chicago Police Department and go, do you guys have a black site? They go, no. And they go, okay, that story is it's not true. That's bogus. We've investigated. Right. They told us no. So, you know, they just...
just like the NSA told us they weren't listening to collecting our stuff, right?
Yeah, we're not listening to your data on your phone. We're not going through your phone. We're not spying on you through your webcams. That's crazy. Yeah, but I was able to reach out. I haven't got a response yet, but I reached out to one of the victims who was held there. His name was DeAndre Hutchinson. He was one of the gentlemen who was held there for, I think, upwards of 3 days, stripped down, shackled to a wall, and punched in the face. He said the guard put him down on the ground and then stomped on his testicles. So, I mean, there's definitely some very intense tactics that are being used on these people. And this man said that he heard people screaming in other areas. He wasn't able to talk to anyone for 3 days.
Yeah, Joe, I don't know if it was that guy. One guy they had, basically, they said they handcuffed him with his arms straight, you know, to either side, stretched out like he was crucified. And then one of the cops beat him and then basically put his foot on his groin and just rubbed it like he was putting out a cigarette butt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so mind-blowing that the mainstream media will not jump on this, will not cover it. They won't lift a finger. They have the same attitude as the cops who come in and out of there, just kind of like laugh it and joke it off. This isn't a laughing or joking matter whatsoever. And one of the interesting things about the blackout in the media, like you were talking about earlier, is no one here knew about this until yesterday. A lot of the people that were driving by who stopped to be a part of the protest were just happened to drive by and saying, what is this? I drive by this place every day. And we're like, well, this is the black site. This is a Chicago PD torture center. And they're like, really? We drive by this every day. I didn't know. So there's a huge, you know, media blackout. I mean, unless you really are into alternative media, you get your news from the internet, you're watching InfoWars, you're watching other channels like us, you're not going to get the full story, and that's a sad thing.
Let me give you this headline. Sorry, Joe. NPR, and get your reaction to this. Even if the Chicago black site story is a stretch, this is National Public Radio, it stirred up bad memories. In other words, it's not happening. It's just history, but we empathize with your suffering, is what they're saying. Essentially,
yeah.
That's NPR. That's the way the main. So they're saying, well, we're not ignoring it, you know, but it's not real. Don't worry about it. But, you know, it brings up bad memories of things that no longer happen anymore. That's the way, the total spin on this.
I mean, it's disgusting. Tell it to the people who've been held there that that place is not real.
Yeah.
No, that being in that place, that would change you for the rest of your life. That's something that you would lose all trust for any kind of police officer, anybody out there who's a public servant that's supposed to have your best interests at hand. But they're not. I mean, this goes against everything we stand for. And it breaks my heart when you don't see enough people angry, pissed off about this. People should be calling in and demanding for this place to be shut down nonstop. And we're not getting that reaction. More people are concerned about a shape-shifting, color-shifting dress or what one of these celebrities is doing.
That's right.
People will go up in arms if you post something negative about their football team. People will argue with you and comment, and you'll get 10 million views if you say a football team sucks. But if you talk about a torture center on American soil here in Chicago, people don't care. And it breaks my heart.
Absolutely. They just can't believe that anything like this could ever happen in America, even when we show them that it's happening, even when we talk to the people who have seen it happening, the lawyers, the individuals who had this happen to them. It's amazing. And at first it was just one person. Then you had another person come out and another. And so then you've got other lawyers who are coming out and talking about this. So it's starting to build. Hopefully that'll help. But I remember when the NDAA was first passed, when Obama signed it on New Year's Eve and said, when he had previously said, hey, don't worry, I'm not going to sign anything that authorizes the U.S. military to detain people on American soil indefinitely without charges, without trial. I'm not going to sign that. And then he signs it on New Year's Eve and then says, don't worry, I'm not going to implement it, when it was happening in his own hometown. And he pretty well knew about it. That's what a lot of people believe, that he and Rahm Emanuel fully knew about all of this, and I think they did as well.
Oh, of course, they had to. I mean, this is his hometown. He's going to know all about this, and I'm sure this is their testing ground, and it's been a testing ground for what they plan to do down the road.
Yeah, absolutely. There's in one of the Guardian articles here, they have a quote from someone who says, over the last 25 years, Joe, we've repeatedly brought the Justice Department and U.S. attorneys powerful evidence of systemic police torture, repeater cops running wild without discipline or supervision, and a myriad of other patterns of outrageous police misconduct. And he goes on to say, when Barack Obama was an Illinois state senator, he assiduously avoided any acknowledgement of or involvement in the fight against police torture, as did then Congressman Rahm Emanuel, who later became Obama's chief of staff. So this is where it begins. These guys have this going on in their city. They don't do anything about it, except what they do, Joe, is they bring it to a national level. And they have people like this police detective taking the torturing to Gitmo, one of the worst offenders there.
I mean, the president back in June already signed off on the paperwork to allow him to detain anybody that they think have a like Ebola or something like that,
yeah.
Just like they had up in New Jersey with Chris Christie. So, I mean, it keeps clamping down. This stuff keeps happening. And they're amping their game up. The government is preparing for what they're doing. But the people and masses are not waking up.
Yeah.
And that's what needs to happen. People need to wake up and pay attention. They need to look and see what's going on, because too many people are ignoring this stuff. And at the end of the day, when it finally happens, this great awakening, it's going to be too late. They're going to have all the guns. They're going to have all the bullets. They're going to have all the power. And we're not going to be anything except a bunch of slaves sitting around being tortured by these guys.
Joe, we got to go to break in just a couple of minutes, but before we do, there's an article that's up on our site today about Google. It wants to rank websites based on truthiness, essentially, not on their links or what the content that they have. And I guess that begs the question as to who gets to decide what's truthful.
What's true?
Yeah, is that Snopes? Is that Google? And once if the mainstream media is going to try to cover up something like this black site here, and we report on it, then are we going to be downlisted on Google searches? That looks like that's what's going to happen. Well, you're going to be there tomorrow, right? You're going to be live on the radio show with Alex Jones tomorrow with another report. Is that correct?
I'm not sure if I'm going to be on the show, because I'll be talking to the lawyer during that time.
All right. Well, stay with us. We'll be posting your reports on InfoWars.com. Thank you. Joe Biggs.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
By now, you've heard about Bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get control and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prisonment TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun and you can feel it.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. We were just talking to our reporter, Joe Biggs, in Chicago about this story that was broken by The Guardian, talking about the black site there. A black site in the sense that they would hold people there for very long periods of time without charging them with any crimes. Reports that people there had been brutalized, tortured, been handcuffed and beaten while they were handcuffed. And then some people, it's alleged, had died there. And, of course, the police come back with a press release and say, there's nothing to it. We follow all the laws. And MSNBC just repeats verbatim their PR, their press release. No comment whatsoever. Nothing about the people, the alleged victims, nothing from the lawyers. MSNBC just parrots back what the Chicago police say without any questions. See there? Didn't happen, just as Joe Biggs was saying. The same thing we saw happen when we had James Clapper obviously lying to the Senate Intelligence Committee, saying, no, we're not stealing any of this information from people. We're following the law everywhere, and he's looking down. He can't even look at the senator because the senator knows he's lying. The staff knows he's lying. Clapper, of course, knows he's lying. But they just go with this, and, of course, mainstream media gives them cover. Now, that's one of the ways that they do it. As I pointed out, NPR's headline takes a little bit different spin. They say, well, this story is a stretch, even if it is a stretch, and it is. It stirred up bad memories about black people being singled out because it's been used against people politically as part of a NATO protest. They testified they'd been there. But the vast majority of the people that are being picked up with this are people that are falling under the war on drugs. And, of course, that falls disproportionately on the poor and on the black, especially in the cities like Chicago. Most of the people who actually serve time for marijuana and other crimes like that, of course, are poor and black. They're not people like Jeb Bush or Jeb Bush's daughter. No, they can break the drug laws and nothing happens to them. They become president. He admits to having done that as a youthful indiscretion, just like Obama. But, of course, these same people who did it when they were young will not only send people who are doing it recreationally to jail for their lives with these mandatory minimums that were enacted by Ronald Reagan. See, it's the left, it's the right, it's all of them together. They want a large prison population. They want a prison planet. But not only will they do that, but they will withhold it from people who need it for medical purposes. That's what Rand Paul pointed out about Jeb Bush's hypocrisy. He would use it, violate the laws for recreational purposes, yet he would deny that to people who need it for medical purposes. People who are suffering from multiple sclerosis, people who are suffering from cancer or from glaucoma, that we know this could help them with their treatment. Nevertheless, if they get it, we're going to send them to jail. We're going to allow people to choke to death on their own vomit in jail because they can't control the nausea. That was an author, and I can't remember his name. He was in California. He wrote a book called Nobody's Business If You Do. Can't remember that. Maybe you guys could look it up. But anyway, he was an activist, and he wrote about the junction of the war on drugs against our liberties. And he had a judge who kept telling him that he was taking treatment for AIDS, and it was making him deathly nauseous, just like people get when they take chemotherapy. Yes, Peter McWilliams. Thank you. And they told him, no, we don't care if it works for you. You're not going to be allowed to take it. And he says, well, I'm going to keep taking it. So the judge locked him up in contempt in a jail cell. And while he was in jail, could not get access to marijuana that would keep him from getting sick. He choked to death on his own vomit. That's what people like Jeb Bush will do to people. While he takes it recreationally and nothing happens to him. Nothing happens to him. Now, we also see other newspaper sites. This is the way the Chicago Tribune reported this black site. They say, hey, this is something that's been going on for a long time. Allegations like this of police misconduct has been around this city for decades. You know, it's just a tough town. This is what they say. The Guardian stories and online advocacy campaign that's followed it have focused on the plight of several people who were arrested during the 2012 NATO summit in Chicago. Most of those people were protesters from other cities, unfamiliar with the travails of being arrested and tossed into the sprawling, messy criminal justice system of a large city with a serious violent crime problem. Okay, so yeah, you know, it's just these people, like, they're a little bit too thin-skinned. They just don't understand that here in a big city, we're kind of tough guys. You know, we can rough you up while you're in handcuffs. We can hold you for days without charging you with anything, and then just throw you out the door without an apology. And, of course, this is all okay because, you know, here we've got a serious violent crime problem. Yeah, you know what? You got a violent crime problem with your police. You got a violent crime problem that is a function of the war of drugs, the war against our rights, the war against our legal system, the war against our people. That's what the war of drugs is about. It's a war conducted on us by our own government. Now, of course, it should worry us very much what our government is going trying to do in terms of taking away informed consent. I've got a clip coming up about how that's being done in Oregon, the amazing hypocrisy of someone who is both a doctor and a senator who ought to know better, but she doesn't. She doesn't have respect for liberty. She doesn't have respect for our choices. This is something that is being laid down, all of this measles talk and mandatory vaccines. That's being done to lay the groundwork for something like an Ebola outbreak. And understand that Ebola is not over yet. Just yesterday, we had emergency responders investigating a possible Virginia Ebola case. This is medics, firefighters, and hazardous materials team, this is according to Reuters, investigated a possible case of Ebola in a Virginia suburb of Washington, D.C., and that was on Thursday. This story came out just yesterday. They say the patient had recently traveled to a country affected by Ebola and exhibited symptoms of the disease. And, of course, they point out nearly 10,000 people have died in West Africa. This is many, many, many times more than we have ever seen from previous Ebola outbreaks. And, of course, just yesterday we learned that Sierra Leone's vice president is now in quarantine. They still don't have it under control in Sierra Leone. Guinea and Liberia were the other two countries where they've had most of the casualties. About 7 days ago, Liberia lifted their curfew. They opened their borders, but it is still raging and still increasing in Sierra Leone with the vice president of that country in quarantine. Unlike CNN reporter and doctor Nancy Snyderman. Remember her? She was the one who said, just shut up and take your damn vaccines. There's no conspiracy here. And then when she and her reporters were exposed to Ebola and subject to a quarantine, she was seen popping out and going down to the local drugstore to pick up some, I don't know what it was, donuts or whatever. That's the kind of hypocrisy and attitude. But I want to go to another story that has a lot of hypocrisy in it, and that's, of course, in Oregon. Now, in Oregon, they're trying to take away your informed consent, what they call your personal belief exemption. Understand that by calling it that, they're denigrating your right to be informed, your right to consent. That's what they're completely changing the terms of it. That's how they operate. They choose the terminology, and that helps them to control the debate. It's not being informed. It's not allowing you to get information about what's going on. No, this is just simply your personal belief. And, of course, your faith is the way they're portraying this. In other words, they have science, but we have personal beliefs. So, you know, you can't be trusted, number one. Number two, it isn't your consent. They're going to give you an exemption from their mandates because, according to them, everything is mandated unless they specifically allow it. See, we're their slaves. So we don't have any rights. We only have privileges. We only have exemptions. We don't have any rights. So when they start talking about personal belief exemptions, what they're talking about is taking away your informed consent. Now, this is an exchange, as they're having these hearings, this is an exchange between a lawyer, Robert Snee. He's an attorney who was arguing the case that we needed to preserve informed consent because that's the hallmark of our medical freedom, of our freedom as individuals. And I'm going to play that clip for you when we come back, because the way she responded, and he was addressing the senator who was sponsoring this bill, the way she responded is absolutely amazing. We're going to take that apart in the next segment. Stay with us.
The month of February is all about Valentine's Day. Big heart-shaped boxes filled with delicious candy. What if we, the Patriots, hijacked Valentine's Day and instead made it about human liberty and individual empowerment? I'm all about human potential. I'm all about the individual being empowered. The establishment is the opposite. That's why they spike our water with fluoride, GMO, estrogen mimickers, and the rest of the garbage. InfoWars is striking back in the month of February with Human Empowerment Month. How we can come together and win the human race. And to celebrate the kickoff of Human Empowerment Month, we're slashing prices on InfoWarsLife.com products like Super Male and Super Female Vitality. The sale is only running for the month, 20% off, and there's a lot of other powerful specials at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsLife.com, celebrating human potential in the month of February. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to find this special and many others in the month of February. Again, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are are now over an $8.5 billion market, and did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.BIDBIT.co. BidBit.co.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. You're as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard and long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
In this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. From time to time, we've been tempted to believe that society has become too complex to be managed by self-rule. That government by an elite group is superior to government for, by, and of the people.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Hello, me. Meet the real me and my misfits wavelength.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. And I'm going to go to this senator in Oregon who is trying to outlaw informed consent, calling it removing the personal belief exemption. I'm going to go to that hypocrisy in just one moment. I want you to hear what she says in the committee here. But before I do, I want to let you know that Super Male Vitality is now 100% sold out, but we still have Super Female Vitality for 20% off. We're going to be honoring that special that was throughout the month of February. That's why Super Male is sold out. We're going to be honoring that for Super Female Vitality as long as we have a supply of that. Also on special, we have limited stock left for our Buy 2 Survival Shield X2 and Get 1 Ancient Defense free. That's still going on. You get two already discounted bottles of Survival Shield X2 and a free bottle of Ancient Defense. You can find that at InfoWarsStore.com. Of course, that helps to support our operation. Also support the advertisers that advertise on your radio station where you're listening to the show. That's a very important thing to remember to do. We're grateful for our sponsors and for our affiliates. Now, going back to this law that is being proposed in Oregon. We have a hearing here. We have a lawyer ask a very pointed question to the senator who has written the law to remove our informed consent. And understand, before we go to this clip, that what he's about to do is to point out that she went against the advice of her physician. She went against the advice of the pharmaceutical company making the drug. She did research, and she convinced herself that she was going to do something that was different from what her doctor, from what the pharmaceutical company was telling her. She made her own choice for herself and for her family. She was breastfeeding her child. She was told not to use a particular medication because by her doctor, by the pharmaceutical company, because they felt that it would be harmful for her child. She did research on it. She found that she thought that it would not be harmful, that they were being overly conservative. Whether or not you agree with what she was doing, that is not the issue. But when he brings that up, she immediately jumps down his throat, thinking that he's going to vilify her for her personal choice, as we have been vilified when we do our due diligence and look at what we're being told to put into ourselves and into our children. Listen to this exchange. This is between Robert Snee, attorney, and Senator Elizabeth Steiner Hayward, who is trying to remove informed consent.
Interestingly enough, in an article that was published in the American Academy of Family Physicians, the sponsor of this bill is quoted as disregarding her treating doctor's advice because, in the paraphrase, I did the research and disagreed with her recommendation. She chose to breastfeed her child despite the medication that she was taking for her condition and despite the risk to her child from that medication. There was a greater certainty of...
I'm sorry, Madam Chair. I have to interrupt.
Yes, please.
My integrity has just been impugned by the witness.
I want to
be really clear here, sir.
He didn't impugn
it.
No, sir. Please allow me to respond.
Sure.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. Now,
that.
Listen to what she hangs herself. Listen to the way
My
she hangs herself with this.
At that time, was responding, in fact, to drug company paranoia because they'd never tested it in pregnant and breastfeeding women. I called the national expert on drugs and lactation from the University of Texas and asked him personally to clarify that interferons did not transfer from breast milk from the mother's tissue into breast milk before I made that decision for my child. And I also
was
well aware
for her child
that breastfeeding is the best thing you can do to protect children from autoimmune diseases. So I would be very grateful if you did not take my decision, my personal decision about my medical care, out of context. Thank you. All right.
It's not out of context. And he explains it
Remember,
to her.
Mine was science-based.
We
science.
Not
she has science. We only have personal beliefs.
I will have to ask people to leave if we don't have decorum. We do not impugn others.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, right.
My statement was not intended in any manner of impugning or maligning the sponsor of this bill, only pointing out that her right to exercise her informed consent and make a different decision than her treating doctor is the same right that we as citizens are seeking for ourselves.
That's right. That's exactly the point. She wouldn't let him finish with the point. She interrupted and said, "You're attacking me personally," because they attack us personally. Anybody that doesn't go with what the pharmaceutical companies or the AMA is telling people, we have to be shut up. It's just our personal belief because she has science on her side, and we can't dispute that. This all goes back to what we just talked about with Joe Biggs about how Google is wanting to rank websites on perceived facts and not on links. Because what they do right now, Google's search engine currently uses a number of incoming links to a web page to determine the quality of that web page. So that's how they rank you on their searching. Now what they're going to do is they're going to look at truthiness. Truthiness. There we go. And we've already seen some research projects that the government is funding to go in and evaluate the truthiness. We've seen them push back against people who were on the opposite side of Obama. They had the truth squads. Remember that? Well, now what they're going to do is they've got a Google research team that's going to have a model that's going to measure the trustworthiness of a page. Now, how do they determine the trustworthiness of a page? Well, they look at evaluating facts that are unanimously agreed upon, facts that the web unanimously agrees upon. Of course, that's going to go into something they call their knowledge vault. So they're going to go and they're going to cross-check what you're talking about versus the quote-unquote knowledge vault. And, of course, that's going to shut down any dissent, any political dissent, any scientific dissent. We're not going to have anybody who pushes back against global warming because, of course, that would make us deniers, you know, infidels. We've already been told just this last week we saw one of the chief persons at the UN IPCC resigning and saying global warming was his religion. I know it's his religion. It is a religion to these people. It isn't about the science. The science is not settled. Good science is never settled. It is always questioned, repeatedly questioned. That's how the Wright brothers got off the ground as homeschooling kids who had a bicycle shop when Langley, who was teaching at West Point and Harvard and was the curator and was the head of the Smithsonian, he couldn't get off the ground with his planes because he was relying as gospel settled truth the tables that had been set up for lift coefficients. He wouldn't go back and question that. But the Wright brothers did question those tables, and the tables were wrong. That allowed them to get a plane that would take off the ground. And, of course, if we're going back to medical history, let's look at what Louis Pasteur did. He would have been shut down by the truthiness of the Google search engine, because I'm sure that the medical establishment, along with a 19th century version of Snopes, would have said that, no, there's no such thing as germs. They're simply an imagination of Louis Pasteur's conspiracy-oriented mind. We have to be very, very careful about this. This is a way to shut down the web. This is a way to dumb us down and to censor what we're saying. And people need to understand that things in the United States can happen, very bad things can happen. Just as Joe Biggs was talking about, people could not get it through their heads that we could have black sites in America where people are being held without being charged, where they're being tortured. It can happen. It is happening. They've got people who have said that it is happening. It's only in places like Russia, of course, that people get assassinated. We just had the case this weekend where the chief opponent to Putin was shot down. He was walking near Red Square, near the Kremlin, with a female companion, kind of like as if Mitt Romney, just before the election, got gunned down at the Capitol steps or on the White House lawn. And so immediately, everybody is fingering Putin. Is that the case? Well, we have a report up. Many people are saying, well, it's got to be Putin. And, of course, I believe that Putin probably has killed many people. He's been involved with the KGB. We've had dissidents abroad in the UK who've been poisoned. But the timing of this is very suspicious. The timing is very suspicious. It was done the day before there was going to be a major rally against Vladimir Putin. And Paul Craig Roberts points out, as if on cue, the murder yesterday of Boris Nemtsov, a Washington-funded Russian, quote, opposition politician, unquote, with a tiny following, has become a major news item for the American prostitute media. They responded as if orchestrated by a conductor with insinuations of Putin's responsibility and the death of democracy in Russia. And, of course, he points out that this guy had very close ties with the West, the people that we have seen pouring billions of dollars into Ukraine to foment a civil war there. He got State Department funding through the National Endowment for Democracy, the NED, and, of course, the timing of when this happened. Ahead of the march today, on Sunday, of Vesna, the Russian Spring anti-government opposition march. Now, I just want to point out, we also had somebody else killed that you don't hear too much about. We had possibly killed. Let's just say that. A Missouri candidate for governor dies of apparent suicide minutes after inviting reporters to St. Louis home for his interview. Of course, we've seen the same type of thing happen. I'm not saying that this was a murder, but we've seen Gary Webb suicided. We've seen the D.C. madam suicided. We've seen Aaron Schwartz suicided. Michael Hastings.
Attention, listeners. SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freesurvivalmatch.com. That's freesurvivalmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freesurvivalmatch.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.